just realized there were those screens over there, which is a little bit scary when you think about it. Oh, I've got nose hair or something. Hoping if you don't look up there too often, it might be a little scary, more like a little horror film going on.
We're so pretty!
Oh, we are so glad to be here with you tonight. Thank you so much. We know you could be watching Matlock at home or something special like that. So we're so glad you're here with us. I can see people way down there. And anybody who's wearing glasses, I can see. But we'd love to tell you who we've got up here with us tonight. And many years ago, actually on the 5th of June, this past June, was a 30-year anniversary of a friendship with the Cox family. I heard a little cassette a friend of mine had recorded the family singing in Hannibal, Missouri, and he brought the tape back and was like, "You've got to hear this, family." And that's what he sounded like. I'm from Illinois, so that's where he talks like. But he brought this cassette back and he played it. We would play it over and over and over in the van, and we'd drive around and play. And I was hoping someday I would get to meet them, and it took about 2 years, and then we ended up playing the same festival in Perrin, Texas, and I got a that is awesome. We're glad to have Texas folks here tonight. But we were in Perrin, Texas, and I got up real early, and here's a shocker, I didn't shower when I first got up, and I went knocking on campers trying to find these folks, because the Bluegrass Festival was at a campground, and I'm like knocking, like, does anybody know the Cox family? And I finally found somebody, and then I met Suzanne. Actually, the first person I met was Evelyn, who's here tonight. Evelyn and Lynn Cox are here. Where are they? Where are they? Over there. There they are, folks. We've got more Cox family people in the same room than we've had in a long time. The only person we're missing here tonight is their dad. But they were a life-changing experience for me to meet them, and I'm so glad to have two of them up here with us tonight over here. Please make welcome on the Dobro. That's Sydney Cox, everybody. First met Sydney, he had a perm. And I'd never seen a guy with a perm before, and I thought it was just what his hair was doing, and I found out later that the sisters had rolled his hair. And also, he smelled different. I didn't know there was such thing as men's cologne. So when I met Sydney, I said, "Well, wow, he smells really, really fresh." Also, I'd never seen so much gold jewelry smothered in black chest hair. So, as wonderful as he was and friendly, he did remind me a bit of a pirate. And over here is his sister, Suzanne. If you are familiar with the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, you remember the famous singer down there. She's a brand new grandmother, so she likes to refer to herself in the third person a lot. And she just had a word for the people tonight. She wanted to share her opinion about being out here. You know.
Grandma's glad to be here.
Please make welcome Suzanne Cox, everybody. We'd like to do a song for you that Sid and Suzanne wrote a few years ago. It's one called Broadway.